insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في العالمين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء. Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. I would like to welcome you to another of our programs. We hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the understanding of more of His verses. First, let's hear the verses.
وَقَالُوا اتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ وَلَدًا سُبْحَانَهُ بَلْ لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ كُلٌّ لَهُ قَانِتُونَ بديع السماوات والأرض وإذا قضى أمرا فإنما يقول له كن فيكون.
We started talking about verse 116, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the first time in the order that we have of the Holy Quran, in Surah Baqarah, He starts to discuss this view of the Christians and the Jews, which some of them believed that God has got a son. We explained what that meant, what the history and what the background was, and we took out some points from that that we could benefit. And the main one that we mentioned is that, similar to the Christians and Jews, that they started with using the words metaphorically that Jesus is the Son of God or Isaiah is the Son of God. They started using it metaphorically, and then it changed to meaning that literally, in people actually believing that Jesus is the Son of God. We said we need to be careful. I didn't mention any examples. There's an example that I can give very clearly. The way that we treat some of the symbols of mourning and the commemoration of the third Imam, Imam al-Husayn, salamullahi alayhi. In some communities, it is seen, for example, that the alam is treated a certain way. Okay, or the fabric that they have is treated a certain way. We have to be careful with that, so that people start, so that the people won't start to take that literally. The way they do it, like they kiss and they put their face on it, they ask, they go to the alam, they ask or they pray there. It should not be done in such a way that people are raised, children are raised, the next generation is raised, thinking that that alam is going to provide you with something, that alam has got an effect on you in and of itself, and you start praying to the alam itself and independent of God, which is very wrong and it's not the right thing to do. That is a form of shirk, it is going to be. So we've got to be careful with that, so we don't do that ourselves, and we don't do something that would cause the generations to come to start taking what we have done as a symbol and taking that as literal, and without that symbolic intention that we have behind that outward expression. Now, after that, we said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse begins to give reasoning and explanation why God does not have children or any son, and He actually gives one of the most rational arguments that could be said in this regard. Of course, one of the most rational arguments for the general public. Otherwise, for those who are studying philosophy, there may be other reasonings and other explanations that could be given, and in a way they may be deeper than this particular verse. However, the verses of the Holy Quran are addressing the general public. But from these points, these rational explanations that we find in the Holy Quran, we can move on and start to learn some deeper meanings of as well. But we also need to emphasize again that this shows how important it is and how much emphasis the Holy Quran puts on using the intellect, and that the intellect can understand a lot of these things, unlike what some people believe that no, the intellect cannot understand. These verses are put there to explain to us something that the intellect, as the hadith says, the internal prophet can explain or can understand. The explanation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives that it's impossible for him to have children is starting from this piece. بَلَّهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Rather, to him belongs whatever is in the heavens and the earth. All are obedient to him. كُلٌ لَهُ قَانِتُونَ. How is this a proof, and what is meant by this explanation that God is not going to have children? It is pointing to this issue that there's a clear difference between God and the creation. Jesus, Uzair, all the other people, they are creation. Everything except for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, anything that exists other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the creation of God. And that creation is obedient to him. Creation can never be of the same type and the same, as we like to call it these days in biology, species. You cannot be of the same species. You cannot even be of the same family or kingdom even. There's a complete difference, something, a level of difference between God and his creation that it is impossible for anything other than God to be similar to him to become his child. Remember that a child is of the same species of its parents. That's what a child is. A child is of the same species. They're the same type as the parents. You can't have one animal, one being, having a child that is that's not their child. That's not their. It's not going to be that animal's child. It's not going to be that animal's offspring if it is not of the same type. Not only are we different in the type, there's a magnificent difference between any being with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that would make it impossible for anyone to be the son or the offspring of God. And that is that everything else, anything but God, is the creation of God. How can a creation be of the same type? If God would have a child, if it would be possible to have a child, that child would be God as well, would have the characteristics of God. It's impossible, which is one of the aspects of Tawheed that we have, that has been explained in books and also in the Holy Quran very thoroughly. It's impossible to have anything that is similar to God in that way, that they're God as well. They're independent in existence. They don't rely on God to exist. It's impossible to have that. Since it's impossible to have that, then God cannot have any offspring. Whatever is going to be created by God is his creation. It's not the same type, and therefore that cannot be his offspring. So Jesus, he's not God. You want to consider him the offspring of God? Well, he's got to be similar to God to be his offspring. But God is God and Jesus is creation. They cannot be father and son. It's impossible. So that's what this verse is referring to. Another point that is mentioned is what is mentioned in verse 117, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بَدِيعُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَإِذَا قَضَى أَمْرًا فَإِنَّمَا يَقُولُ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. The originator of the heavens and the earth, and when he decides on a matter, this is the continuation of the previous verse, that to him belongs whatever is in the heavens and the earth, all are obedient to him, the originator of the heavens and the earth, and when he decides on a matter, he just says to it, be, and it is. What is this argument referring to? This argument is referring to another very important aspect. When you talk about offspring, offspring exists in material beings. Animals, insects, bacteria, if you can even call bacterial splitting of the bacterial cells, if you can call that offspring. Anyhow, wherever you have offspring, okay, it is in physical beings. Now, in order to have a physical being come into existence and to have that offspring, there's a gradual process. Okay, there's a gradual process. If you want to have a human being, first you need to have the sperm and the egg cell. They join. The egg cell fertilizes the sperm. The sperm fertilizes the egg cell, and it starts to grow and grow and grow, and gradually it becomes a human being. At first it's a child, and then it grows to a full-grown human being. It's a gradual process until it gets there. All right. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if I wanted something like that, like an offspring, He is not a material being to have a gradual process of making His own offspring. If He would want, if it would be possible at all to have an offspring, if He would want to have a being, if that were to happen about something that's immaterial, it would be instantaneous, not gradual. It will not have a gradual process. Okay. Therefore, Jesus, which has that gradual process, cannot be the Son of God or Uzair. Okay. If He wanted something, He would have had it right there. He wouldn't have had to wait for that. But these people are human beings. They're material. They go through that gradual process. And the other point regarding that is that He says at the beginning, بَدِيعُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, that He has made the heavens and the earth in this way, that He's the badi'ah. The English word that's been put here is the originator. It doesn't fully explain what the word badi'ah is trying to refer to. As what we have in the ahadith, when the imams have been asked what the meaning of badi'u samawati wal ard is, it says that He created the heavens and the earth without there have been previously anything, any existence that was similar to this. Okay. Whatever He creates before there being something similar to it. Okay. Now, an offspring is something that's similar to a previous generation. Okay. Now, the creation, Jesus, Uzair, and all of these are creations that are new creations. They have been created without there have been, without there having been a similar being. Similar meaning in all aspects, there being a similar being before them that would be a copy of, whereas the offspring is actually the copy of its parents. Okay, so this Jesus is not the copy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or the offspring of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Jesus without there being anything similar to Jesus before Him. So you can see the depths of the understanding, the depths of the intellectual and the rational arguments that are put forth in these verses. And this is the beauty of our religion, that the deeper you go, you see that there's such deep arguments that are mentioned that a lot of people would not even think of such arguments existing in the Holy Quran. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to benefit from this holy book more than what we already are. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Subhanaka ya man la sharika lahu, subhanaka ya man la sharika lahu, subhanaka ya man la sharika lahu, سبحانك يا من لا شريك له سبحانك يا من لا شريك له سبحانك يا من لا شريك